Susie joins us right now. Hello, Susie.
Hello, Mick. How are you?
Oh, so good. Thanks for joining us again on 2SER.
Oh, it's lovely to be on 2SER again. It's fabulous. Thank you for the lovely intro.
No worries. No worries. It's really cool that we can promote this this little series like we did last time, because, of course, last spring we had four amazing women of stage and screen. And
we
now
did.
You've done the same with the men. You've put together a series of four gentlemen who have people would know from musicals, TV, film, international stars. You've got a whole amazing series.
I know
here.
We've got it all going on, haven't we? And we thought we'd give the customers of Chats for Chase a little point of difference and a little bit of the charming, gorgeous men.
Oh yeah, and you're starting it all off on the 4th of March with one of the real charmers, I reckon, Roger Corsa. Of course, people will know him from Doctor Doctor, but he's been in lots of cop shows. I think
he has. He's been in all sorts of everything, and you've got that exactly right, Mick. With Roger Corsa, he's a charmer.
Mm.
He's a charmer, and he's a hot hottie. But he is a lovely guy. He's a gorgeous guy, and the best thing about doing these interviews at Chatswood Chase Sydney for the wonderful John Klein and his marketing team there, mm-hmm. is that it gives the customers an insight into what these guys and performers, ladies, men, are really like what they really are like. Roger's he's a bit of a rogue. He's got a twinkle in his eye, but he's a loving father and husband and a fabulous guy who's not only got a wonderful career, but he's very active in supporting local community. He's supporting the food bank, bushfire appeal. He also is part of the First Nations support because his oldest daughter is a half Torres Strait Islander.
Right.
He's very busy in 2020 Mentality Project for Men's Health. And you know, you give him a call, can you come and do this? Yes, mate, I'm there.
That's so great. I mean, it must be really fun to do some research on these men that you've got coming in and just to sort of see the width and breadth of their talents.
Well, I know. And these four in particular, and I suppose, 100% with the ladies as well.
Yeah.
These four different age brackets, mm-hmm. different position that they started their careers in, and they're now in a different position now, like 10, 20, 30 years later. They've run the gamut and they specialise, but they're all rounders. So it's really interesting. Couple of them, same with the ladies, couple of them I know well, they're old mates. So yeah. It lends to a bit more of a in-depth, shall we say, interview. But, you know, it's going to be exciting because Roger, TV, film, started his career in Rent as a music theatre performer,
right,
like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Next up's the beautiful Frankie J. Holden. What a darling this man is. He is everything you think he is, ladies and gentlemen. He is. He is just gorgeous. And, you know, he's done just about everything. The list is just way too long. With people like Frankie and Peter Cousins and that, we've just got to pick out. Let's pick five things to talk about because we could sit there for 3 hours.
I was wondering how you approach it because, I mean, obviously, if you know them personally, you can get some really personal stories and really sort of hopefully some really good anecdotes out of them.
And there's tons of them always. Anybody in show business, we've all got tons of, you'll never believe what happened.
Yeah, that's what everyone loves. They want the juice. They want the, backstories.
But say, for instance, with Roger, we're going to talk about, obviously, we're going to talk about Doctor Doctor because it's on air now. It actually started, I think it was last week or the week before, every Wednesday night on Channel 9.
Yeah.
So as you're watching it, as the customers are watching it, we're going to pick out a few scenes and a few things so he can give us the inside goss on what actually happened in some of those certain scenes. Like sometimes the most serious, intense scene, the funniest things happen and vice versa, you know.
I love that too. Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah,
because that's what people want to see, stuff that they don't usually see, the stuff that is in the background.
And that's what they love. That's what they all love. They can talk about things that usually people don't know because it's not relevant to what show or what movie or whatever they're doing, but it's relevant to them.
Yeah.
So it is with ladies. Oh, my goodness, anybody that came to join me last time, and thank you for that, we found out some of the most fabulous, crazy, poignant, sad things. It was just incredible.
So good.
It was just incredible. So I think it's pretty sure it's going to be the same. And we'll have a little bit of a giggle too. All of these four gentlemen definitely have a twinkle in their eye.
Yeah. And to mention the last two that you've got on the month, on the 18th and 25th of March, Peter Cousins and Michael Cormick, who I believe both will be performing songs as well.
Yes, they're actually going to sing for me because, you know, if you ask really nicely.
You must. You've got the knack.
I have. Now, Peter Cousins, you know, he has been around for a very long time. He's an extremely skilled music theatre performer. I would say, first and foremost, therefore, you know, segue, extremely skilled actor.
Yeah.
But one thing that many people might not know, and if they have primary or high school age children, he's the artistic director of the Talent Development Project.
Right.
Which is the, you know, the thing that sets off school spectacular.
Oh, I see.
So if you've got primary or teenage kids that are involved in school spec, Peter Cousins is the, like, he's the buck stops with him.
Right.
There for what happens and what doesn't happen and so forth, you know. So I really want to, let's investigate all that. How did that happen? What happens on a week-to-week basis with his involvement as the artistic director of TDP, as it's known in the industry? 2019, last year, he received the Order of Australia medal. He's an AM for services to the arts. Who knew? Who knew?
Multi-talented, they can do a bit of everything, these people. They can,
I know. He's he's directed a feature film recently with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Right.
He's got a couple of associate professorships with various Queensland universities and the Queensland Conservatorium. He's got three beautiful daughters and a beautiful wife. And there we go. There's like a whole gamut of things there.
Very cool.
The lovely Michael Cormick, again, I know there are a lot of folk, especially in the catchment area of Chatswood Chase, that will have season tickets to Sydney Theatre and whatever. They will know Michael Cormick's amazing performances in music theatre. You know, he's been Beauty and the Beast. He played opposite Hugh Jackman. Like, amazing.
Yeah.
He's spent years in London on the West End. He's home in Australia. He's continuously performing in cabaret. He's best buddies with the beautiful Rachel Beck, who we had last time.
Yeah.
They have a series of concerts happening around the country at the moment in various regional theatres. He's done acting. He's been in Dr. Blake Mysteries, Prisoner, Sea Patrol. Last February, he released his latest album. His concert performances with Rachel Beck. He's Claire's Kitchen shortly in Sydney. I think it's March, April. He's going to be doing a one-man show at Claire's Kitchen in the city.
He's a busy guy.
And he's also a very good ambassador, a fantastic ambassador for Brain Link Services, which is an acquired brain injury association that cares for the carers.
Right. Wow. So much to talk about.
That? Yeah. You know, who knew that?
Yeah.
So all these sorts of things we're going to divulge, shall we say.
Well, that's fantastic. And people can get on down to every Wednesday in March. Yes. So we're starting on the 4th of March at 11 a.m. So just get down
that's
there
correct.
for a coffee and then go and check out.
Yes, that's right.
The...
Make sure you're in your seat by 11 o'clock because you're going to get things rolling straight away at 11 a.m. every Wednesday this time in March. And you'll find us with that fabulous stage and video screen set up on level one, which is near Williams Sonoma at Chatswood Chase, Sydney. There is a registration fee of $10, and we'd love everybody to register so we have enough of the fabulous Chatswood Chase gift bags.
Last time,
these were very, very stylish and chock-a-block full of all sorts of yummy things to eat and yummy things to do.
Right.
So that's the registration. You're going to get your $10 back in spades with the gift bag, yes.
So all you got to do is
We're going to get it all done in an hour too. It's 11 to 12.
Yep.
We're going to do the interview, a Q&A from the audience, photo opportunity. If anyone would like to get a selfie, say hi, like come down and meet and have a chat with with each of the guys. Like, we're going to get all that done in an hour. So it's not a long, drawn-out thing. You can just pop in, pop out, come and enjoy it.
Perfect. And you just go to chatswoodchasesydney.com.au to check out bookings for that event and find out a little bit more about all of the guests that Susie will be chatting to.
That's all you need to do. Yep. You can go online and book. You can also call. Just call the centre.
Okay.
And it'll go through the concierge. And you, if you don't want to go online, you can just call the centre and book in on the phone as well.
Very cool. Oh, Susie, that sounds awesome. Really cool to have you. You've got another series of this. And, you know, we're just talking off air about what the next one will be. Well, maybe you can get some suggestions from the audience during the
series.
I know.
Do you think we should mention our suggestion, Mick? Do you think we should let that out now? Because I know, I would assume that the fabulous John Klein's listening. Red carpet DJ, radio interview, disc jockeys.
That's it. Well, you know, I'm sure we can find some good contenders there and some good stories.
Look, I'm sure 2SER will be in on that, Mick. It's been lovely. It's always lovely to talk to you, darling. It's fabulous.
Really nice to talk to you.
Don't forget also, just a very quick one, the week after we finish, so we're starting with Roger Corser in a minute on Wednesday the 4th of March.
Yes.
He's a three-time Gold Logie nominee, star of Channel 9's Dr. Doctor. But at the when we finish, the week after Michael Cormick, from Thursday the 26th of March, we've got the red carpet high tea.
Oh, okay.
Which is autumn-winter fashions with a beautiful high tea. Same place, level one near Williams-Sonoma. Same thing. Call the centre or go online to book in. And it's autumn-winter fashions and a beautiful high tea.
There we go.
Ladies, what more could we offer you?
Chatswood Chase,
gentlemen.
It's a place to be.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much and good luck with the event. And we'll have to get down there and see you. I don't know if I can get there, but I'll try. I mean, I work in Artarmon. It's not too far away.
Yeah. Please let me know. Because,
right,
you know, we'll give you red carpet service and a front row seat, Mick.
All right.
Of course.
I'll get down there. Thanks
Great.
So much,
thank
Susie.
Thank you so much.
See you then.